Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. Love come tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. No one else around.
When there's no one else around, and Wilson Pickett isn't the only one who likes the midnight hour because of the lack of prying eyes. Lame duck presidents have a habit of enacting and changing rules and regulations when the attention of the electorate and Congress are focused elsewhere. I am joined now by two guests to look at this practice and some of the decisions the Bush administration is pushing through at the last minute as his term in office winds down, including a rule to make it easier for coal companies to dump mining waste into streams and the rule to allow health providers to refuse to offer any prescriptions or services that violate their religious beliefs. Joaquin Sapien joins us from ProPublica, a sort of nonprofit newsroom and investigative journalism organization, and Véronique de Rougie from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. That's a free market-oriented research center that looks at the economics of public policies. We have a link on our website to a chart that Joaquin put together of many of these midnight regulations now coming out. Welcome to both of you. Joaquin, Véronique, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Brian.
And Véronique, actually, Joaquin, I'll let you jump in first and ask you what you think some of the most controversial or troubling to you of the rules changes are. The one about the coal mining waste, or take one.
The rule regarding dumping of coal mining waste in streams that was recently passed by the Department of Interior is one that's been getting a lot of negative attention from the environmental community, and one in which the Bush administration's been trying to push forward for the past several years. Essentially, what's happening here is that a provision of a larger rule on mountaintop removal is being removed so that rock and debris that's left over from blowing up the top of mountains to access coal within these mountains is now being removed so that you can put this rock into streams. And the EPA has ignored its own science, and actually the Office of Surface Mining has ignored some of its own investigative material showing that this does in fact harm water and does in fact present a violation of the Clean Water Act. And they've signed off on this rule anyway.
You want to pick any other one?
Interestingly, the Bush administration has dropped another rule that's been quite controversial and being monitored very closely by the environmental community as well, which has to do with the way in which power plants are monitored for their emissions. Instead of being sort of analyzed on a annual basis to see how much these power plants are polluting, to see whether or not they need to install the latest and greatest emissions control technology, the Bush administration was proposing that these power plants be looked at by the hour. Of course, if you're going to modify your plant to produce more energy, then you're going to operate for more hours and there's going to be more emissions. The Bush administration dropped this rule in a sudden about-face last week, and they cited a memo that was written by their chief of staff previously saying that, you know, they weren't going to be able to abide by a self-imposed deadline. But interestingly enough, that hasn't really stopped them from publishing other regulations in the midnight hour.
Now, Véronique de Rougie, being with a free market think tank, the Mercatus Center, you might be expected to agree with many of these changes. The two, for example, that Joaquin was just talking about, get the government's back off the mining industry and power plants, respectively. But I understand that you and your organization object to the Bush midnight regulations. Is that true?
Yes, we've been extremely critical, and we've been actually critical for years, because before I arrived at Mercatus, there were other scholars 8 years ago that were monitoring and looking at President Clinton's midnight regulation record, and it wasn't pretty either. We actually really care about this issue, and one of the reasons why we care, independently of who's president, is that it shows The problem with these rules is when they're passed, there's no accountability. The president is not accountable anymore. There won't be any punishment if he issues very controversial rules, whether you like them or not, depending on your party. And why? It's because he's out of office anyway. And Congress really, as you said, is not really looking. And the other problem that's actually a very serious problem is, like, if you believe in the process that actually creates some level of oversight and checks whether these regulations are actually needed, whether there's a market failure, and whether they're framed properly so that they will hit their target, well, during the midnight period, the agencies that are supposed to check whether the process is properly put in place is overwhelmed by the number of rules, and hence they can't do their job properly. So we care about it, because even if, let's say, I was in favor of a rule that would actually get the government off our backs, but if it's poorly framed and if the compliant cost ends up being drastic, I mean, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So I want the process to be respected. And during the midnight period, there's absolutely no way that this happens. And as I said also, I mean, it seems very unseemly that an administration out the door, can actually push that many rules. And they all do it, all of them.
Yes, so you have good government objections, even when there are rules that you might support on a policy level. But here's a question from our website. Somebody writes in, can't the new Obama team undo any mindless deregulation changes the Bush administration makes? Veronique, go ahead. Can they?
Yes. This time around, it seemed that the Obama administration is going to have way more power to overturn some of these rules. In the past, it's been really hard because basically there's the Congressional Review Act that allows an expedite form to repeal these rules, but it's unlikely to work if you have the Congress of a different party of the president. And this time around, we don't have that. We really have the House and the Senate mm-hmm. and the White House in the hand of the Democrats. So they might be really willing to use the CRA.
So Joaquin Sabian, do you think it'll be easier than in the past?
Yes.
And I'm going to ask Joaquin now, do you think that it's going to be easier in the past for the new administration to undo some of these things that the Bush administration does? And if so, why is Bush bothering to do them?
Well, I think that people have a sort of misleading impression that just because we have a progressive Democratic president coming in that doesn't necessarily agree with these rules, he's going to immediately be able to get rid of them with a quick, sort of swift to the pen. John Podesta has made some remarks early in November about trying to rescind as many controversial rules as possible via executive order, but that authority does have its limits. If a federal agency promulgates a rule and it's in effect by the time the next administration takes office, really, the only thing that the Obama administration can do is rescind that rule and try to start the rulemaking process over again. But in the meantime, that previous rule remains in effect.
Now, listeners, we're having a problem with our phones today, so you actually can't call in. But our webpage is open as usual at 212 at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. That 212 business is out of order for the moment, but we hope to get you back on the phones in a little while. But go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to comment on this or anything as we go along this morning. And people are definitely chiming in on this segment. Joaquin, somebody writes, mind the mountaintop mining, concealed weapons in national parks, and rules easing protections of species when energy companies want to explore and drill. So there are two in there that we haven't talked about yet, concealed weapons in national parks and easing protections on species when energy companies want to explore and drill. Give us a little bit of those if you know them.
Sure. The Endangered Species Act rule involves the removal of the scientific review process. Previously, any major logging, road building, or mining project that was federally approved had to be examined by Fish and Wildlife Service biologists to ensure that species on the brink of extinction and listed as endangered would not be harmed by such a project. Now, other federal agencies will have that authority, but critics argue that that creates a conflict of interest because agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers or the Federal Highway Administration have a stake in making sure that these projects move forward, and they might abandon any concerns about endangered species just to make sure that that project does move forward. With the rule about guns being allowed in national parks, previously these weapons had to be unloaded and could not be in a concealed place, and now they can.
Veronique, I understand that the current woman at OMB who oversees rules changes, that's at the Office of Management and Budget, actually came from your think tank, Mercatus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did she have a theoretical objection to these last minute regulations and deregulations, but have a change of heart when she was on the inside?
I think she does have a very strong objection. It's not really clear what she can do, though. The process and then the incentive to do this last-minute rule making is very, very powerful. I mean, here you have an administration who's trying to extend its influence, beyond the point where it leaves the White House. And you have head of agencies also who are trying to either set their legacies or just try to finish what they were doing, or trying to get maybe political other jobs like in some industries, and they want to push that stuff out. And while Susan Dudley, I mean, she's a pretty remarkable person because she cares about the process as I talked about earlier, and she's been fighting really hard. In fact, I suspect she is the primary reason why Joshua Bolton issued a memo saying that this administration was trying to do no last minute rulemaking. And so he issued a memo in May and saying there would be no final rules after November 1st. Obviously, that hasn't worked, but I think she's been fighting really hard. And can I ask, can I add just a very small thing, mm-hmm. which is you were asking, why is he doing it? Even if Obama has,
the power
more
to undo
this time,
yeah.
Well, he's doing it because in the past it's actually been proven to be a very effective strategy. I mean, if you just take Clinton rules, only 3% of all the midnight regs issued by the Clinton administrations were repealed, mm-hmm. and 82% were stayed.
Even by a Republican Congress incoming President Bush.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting to see whether President-elect Obama is going to actually...
Well, there was at least one rules change, before you go, Joaquin, that they announced and then apparently abandoned, right? So is it efforts like yours to expose these and in some cases subject them to ridicule, that's winding up embarrassing the Bush administration not to do as much as they might otherwise, or what do you think?
Well, working for an organization that operates under the mantra of journalism in the public interest, we do feel a obligation to shed some light on many of these last-minute rules and provide a objective source of information for those folks that are involved in the debate so that they can come to
those
decisions
themselves. So
there's
at least some light, and then people in the public can decide what they want. And at least
and we've been putting a huge amount of pressure. I mean, I've been publishing, nonstop about the fact that it happens and why it's a bad thing, no matter what you believe in, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. We've been putting a huge amount of pressure.
Well, something yet to be seen. What kinds of pardons will come down at the last minute? Of course, the Mark Rich pardon at the end of the Clinton administration tarnished his reputation a bit, and enough so that Eric Holder, the Attorney General nominee right now, may be facing a confirmation fight over it, over his role in that at the end of the Clinton.
Well, there's already been a 14 pardon announced. And, none of them were very controversial, I guess.
And one more comment from our website. That'll be the last word. GraniteJersey.com from Patterson writes, just wait till we see his final pardon list. It's going to be bonkers. corporate criminals left and right, at least predicts that one listener from New Jersey. So Veronique de Rougy from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, Joaquin Sapien from ProPublica, thank you both very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And shining this light. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will compare Chinatown and Flushing for Chinese immigrants to New York. Stay with us.